Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Although 2018 will go down in history as a very wet year, the growing season was still good for most farmers around the state. University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says most farmers saw decent yields in 2018.
Across the state, we had about average wheat yields, which was disappointing. We had above average corn and soybean yields, and we didn't get all the crop harvested on the corn or the soybeans. There are still a few acres out around the state where they've just not been able to harvest primarily soybeans, but there's still a few corn fields as well.
Dr. Lee adds a wet harvest season, especially for corn and soybeans, certainly didn't help.
Most of those fields, the farmers are simply waiting for the fields to freeze over so they can get back in and put their equipment on the field and try not to do any more damage to any more fields with compaction and ruts and things like that. As you mentioned, we had lots of rain throughout the year. At planting, it was difficult. Wheat harvest and double crop soybeans was difficult. And then the rains that we had come in on our corn and especially our soybean harvest late in the season were extremely difficult.
He adds farmers east of Interstate 65 felt the brunt of the weather impact.
Those rains really hit a lot of soybeans in central and eastern Kentucky in a pretty bad timing and gave us some bad quality on some of those soybeans as well. One of those situations where management wasn't going to do a thing to overcome what nature gave to us.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dr. Chad Lee with the UK College of Agriculture says most farmers will likely still try to harvest the remainder of their crop.
As long as the crop, from what they can tell, looks like it's got some quality to it yet, they'll still go ahead and get it harvested. It may be a situation where crop insurance dictates whether they harvest those fields or not. But certainly the amount of rainfall that we've had, and most farmers know this, that soybeans late, or soybeans cannot handle the rainfall events nearly as well as what corn can once those crops are mature.
He had a good growing season worldwide, certainly didn't help the prices for the 2018 crop.
If you look at a global map of ag stress for the last year, for 2018, there's very few places around the world that had stressful agriculture. Now, there's pockets. Even in Kentucky, there's pockets everywhere where people would disagree with that.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.